Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
Hello, so welcome to Create a Life You Love with Sarah Shakespeare. Very, very happy to be here this evening. This is our second episode tonight. Our premiere show 2 weeks ago went extremely well, so I'm excited to get going on to the second episode here. So thank you very much for joining me this evening. I'll tell you a little bit about myself and who I am. I know a lot of you that are listening follow me on Facebook and Instagram, so you know that I'm into the health and fitness industry, and I've been in the health and fitness industry for the last 25 years, and it's actually the best industry that I could be in. It's really suited me as a career choice, and I'm a big people person, so I know that me having to work with people over these last few years and help them with their lifestyle choices, with their health, and with their mindset has been a great place for me to be. So honestly, it hasn't felt like I've been working. It's felt like I've just made a bunch of new friends, and I've been able to work with them constantly each day to just help them with them, you know, creating a life that they love. So a little bit, you know, about me. I'm married and I live in British Columbia in Canada. As you can hear, I have an English accent. So I was born and raised in England, and I moved to Canada in the year 2000. So I call that my millennium move, and I love it here. I do describe myself as an English girl living in Canada because I love the summer more than the winter. I've never quite adjusted to the snow here, but I must say the summer here is just beautiful. So I love that. And yeah, really happy to be living in Canada. It is my dream destination to be here. So very happy about that. What I've been doing most recently with all of my coaching, as you can hear, I'm a new host here on Coach on Fire, but I've also been looking into some co-authoring as well. I had a book come out in May with some other authors called Women Rising. And the story that I put into that book actually describes my story from when I was a young girl until now, and what happened to me as a child, and having these wonderful things instilled in me as a child by my parents, what made me live with a positive mindset. So the story in Women Rising tells you a little bit about why I've been brought up, and I've gone my whole life thinking positively. So that's a great story to read, that you get to find out a lot about me and my history. I have a new book coming out actually next week, which is The Sisterhood Folios, and Live Out Loud is the story. And that story actually is about the story of my parents and their life. And that story is called Beginning and Finishing the Story Together. So really interesting. You get to see a bit more about my parents and the people that actually I believe made me who I am today. And the new chapter that I'm working on right now is called Born to Be Me, which is going to be released at the end of the year. And that actually is, wow, it's Born to Be Me. So stand by and see what that one's going to be about. So, yeah, so very happy to be here tonight. I'm so excited to get this opportunity to be online and talk to people and get them to think about wonderful things that they can do to create a life that they love. Some things that I want you to think about each day is about your self-care and the positive mindset, and think about how important that you are. You know, I get to interact with so many people, and, you know, I love to do that because I want to be able to help them create this wonderful life. And we all have a different view of what a wonderful life entails. So that's why when I think about the guests that are coming onto my show each week, everybody that comes online, create a life you love, I always pick the guests with that in mind. So every time you come on and listen, or if you're listening live now or on the replay, it's everybody that comes on is going to have you thinking, they're going to have you inspired, and they're going to have you thinking about what you can do to better your life. And also, you know, it'll actually give you some enthusiasm and some inspiration as well for you to get things, you know, just exactly as you want them to be. I believe that having a positive mindset is the best way to go. Even when things are thrown at us that are not so positive, I really, really speak to people about trying to create a positive mindset in all situations of your life. when I'm speaking on stage, I actually love to do public speaking. And when I'm speaking on stage, all of my speeches are geared around motivation, self-care, good health, positive thinking, and fitness and life goal setting. So it's just about creating a big picture. So I love being on stage. I almost feel like people have to play music in the background, like at the Academy Awards, just to get me off the stage and get me finished upon what I'm speaking about, because I'm so passionate about what I'm speaking about and my message that I'm trying to get across. A lot of you have heard me talk about the 100-year plan, and I feel like I'd like to live for 100 years, so I'm gearing up towards that. And all of my choices that I personally make actually go with the 100-year plan in mind. So I'm healthy, I exercise regularly, I eat extremely well, and it's all with that, you know, longevity that I want to live in mind. So think about that. Think about how you're worth it, and just think about everything that you do in your life. It really, really helps create your big picture. Now, if you want to find me anywhere, I'm on Facebook under Sarah Shakespeare, of course. If you look for me, I talk about motivation every single day. I talk about the glass is full, because I believe that it's not about having a full glass or an empty glass. I believe it's that you're lucky to have a glass. So I talk about positive mindset each day. I talk about anything of a motivational nature that's going to help you create something amazing for yourself. So I really, really am passionate about that. So follow me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram under Shakespeare Sarah. I'm actually the opposite way around on that one. So have a look for me there. If you need to get hold of me anytime, then my phone number is 250-864-2936. That's 250-864-2936. And you can call me, text me to ask me anything or have any communication with me that you'd like. And on Messenger, on Facebook, you can get hold of me through Messenger as well. Now, I'm just in the process of having a new website up and running. A great girl is working on it right now. And that is sarahshakespeare.com. So that will be up, I hope, in the next month. And new things are going on there. So everything you need to know about me is going to be on that website. So I would like to introduce the guests that I've got this evening. I've got two amazing ladies that are coming on tonight that I've had the pleasure of meeting a few weeks ago when I was in Miami, and I instantly connected with them, and I loved how their energy was. I loved how they were together. So when it came down to me thinking about which guests I wanted to have on my show and who would align with what I believed in, and also I want to give everybody an opportunity that's listening, an opportunity to be able to just think about every single thing that's out there. I'm a big believer in exercise and nutrition and well-being. But I know there's a lot more out there that helps you create a life you love. So I wanted to make sure that my guests are always, always, always got the opportunity to be able to see different kinds of things that help you. So tonight I have Dove and Nicole, who are from the US, and they are consciousness mentors and energy healers. So when I thought about that and I met them, I've been around them a little bit and see what they do, and it's amazing. And what they will discuss tonight is what it really matters to be in your natural state of abundance, and how our choices and beliefs are what disconnect us from intentionally creating the life that we want. So when we think about that, you know, we all have a different idea of what that means. So tonight I want to go through some questions with Nicole and Dove. I've spoken to them previously as well, and it was just an amazing time talking to them. I know you're going to come away with some value tonight. My first guest that I had, Ed Manning, you all got so much value from him. So it was a great start to have him on my premiere show. And I'm really excited to have Nicole and Dove here tonight as well. I'm going to introduce them now and put them on the air so that you can actually, I can ask them some questions. They're going to tell you a little bit about themselves. And I know you're absolutely going to just be, you know, engaged with this next hour in talking. So I'm going to go over to them right now and introduce them. And I will leave it to them. So I'll just pass you over to them now. Hi, Dove. Hi, Nicole.
So excited to be here. So we're really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us, Sarah.
Oh, good. Hello. No, honestly.
Hello.
I'm happy to have you on. Hello?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Great. I'm so excited to have you on, girls. I really am. When I met you, I knew that you would be the perfect guest to go on for me. So it's actually been, it's actually been great to have you on there. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an honor. And you know what? Congratulations on all this amazing stuff that's going on for you, your books that are coming. And honestly, it's just, it's really exciting to be able to create a platform that you're creating right now for people to think about all the different ways to bring positivity and control into their lives.
Yeah, and it's been perfect because I know that you two do some amazing things that I've been looking into, I've asked you about. So I'm really excited to have you on tonight because I don't do any of the things that you do, so I can't help people in this department. So I know there's a lot of things that I can do from a coaching area, but I want to be able to bring people on where people go, wow, that was different, that was great, and where they're not thinking about how this can help them. So I'm really excited to have you here. Would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself? What do you
Absolutely.
Want to know about Governor Nicole? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I'm just going to jump in here with a couple things. And first of all, it's really, you know, you said something really important. It's so beautiful that we all have something different to offer and a different perspective, right? And that's why we can all grow so much from one another in all sorts of different avenues. And Nicole always says, she says, you haven't tried everything, right? And if you certainly have not tried everything if you haven't worked with us, because what we do is very unique. So Nicole and I are consciousness mentors and energy healers. And you know what? We don't love the word healer. We just know that people understand it. But the word healer makes you think, hey, something needs to be fixed in me. Something's broken. And the way we look at it is very much that you just need to remember, and you need to have context, and you need to remember your power and get the right perspective, because the truth is you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing that we need to heal. So we are in a very special relationship, a very deep sacred union. We use the word sacred union. For us, it is this relationship with a lot of purpose. And that purpose and that relationship and that conscious love, right? Nicole likes to talk about conscious love. That conscious love is what brought us into the work that we do right now. And our background has brought us through a variety of difficulty. And as we went through that difficulty and we faced it together, we really started to consciously work further than just being a couple. A lot of times people focus on, okay, just being in the relationship, that's the focus. And after a while, we realized, you know what? There's purpose. There's a why. There's a growth. There's an evolution to the relationship.
Yeah, totally. When Dove and I met, I was a mess. I had a 20-year, almost like off and on 20-year heroin addiction. I just, you know, I was an athlete, Sarah. Actually, when I was in high school, I played a little professional soccer in my time. And lost it all because of drugs, my life, my upbringing, and there was a lot of trauma and things that went on that I didn't really know how to cope with. And so it led me to using drugs. And so when I met Dove, we went through that together, and it was hard. And what I can say was this unconditional love that she showed me and this no judgment of self really led me into not judging myself and into partial, like, this is the work that I do, not judging myself, not judging others, showing people how to not judge themselves and to be unapologetic for who they are and give them the space to really create the life that they want. We're so hard on ourselves. We judge ourselves by, you know, what society judges. We divide each other by our race and all these different things. And Dove and I really try to show people how they are divided from their self. And even when we're divided with others, we're divided with self. And when we're divided with self, we're divided from these energies, the universe, God, whatever you like to call it. And we're not tapping into our true potential when we're separated from self. And so when we talk about abundance, it's a natural state. When we take away all the stuff that divide us from that connection to this all power, all knowing that I've been able to, and Dove has been able to tap into, oh my goodness, everything falls into place. So everyone, you know, we talk to some of our clients and they're just like, you know, if I fix X, Y, and Z, maybe it'll get better. It's like, no, no, no. If you fix what's going on inside of you, then the outside automatically changes. The relationships start to change. You're loving yourself. You're loving others. Wow, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, the relationship I have with my family now. The people that are in my life. You know, when we start to really connect with ourselves, we start to connect with those that are supposed to be in our lives, you know? We're not attaching ourselves to things that are not good for us.
There's so many great things that happen when we just simply, we're going to talk a lot about the work that we do. When we do the work, we get to this place of abundance, and it's our natural state. It's our birthright to be abundant. It's our birthright to be loved, right? In our natural state, we don't have to be fearful. We don't have to fear anything. We're naturally protected. Oh, my gosh. I overdosed 12 times in my youth. I lost a lot, and every time the universe backed me up, no matter how many mistakes I made, the universe was always there. So I knew at one point from my experience that the universe was always there to kind of back me up. And then when I started to connect and I started to do work, then I started to experience on a whole different level that my power really was like, I can call out things. I can ask questions. I'm going to get answers. I'm going to receive what I'm asking for. I can create everything very consciously, through my thoughts and what I'm speaking out.
So, you know, one of the things I was thinking as Nicole was talking, and something that you had said also before, Sarah, and it really made me think, difficulties we go through our lives are actually gifts. Nicole and I look at them as gifts because that's what we've experienced them as, because although we're in the moment, it's like a gift to be going through a challenge, to be going through a loss, a pattern that you can't get out of, a painful relationship, all of these different things. They don't look like gifts, but the truth is, it's those things that push us to these moments where we say, you know what, my mind is open to me looking for a different solution or going inside and seeing what's really hurting and that needs to be corrected. Because when we are okay, quote unquote, nothing changes. Everything stagnates. We don't evolve. And it's very much our belief that we're here to evolve. So as Nicole and I were going through these massive difficulties and crashes, I mean, we started to gain and expand on these amazing tools as through our difficulty and through our love and through our connection and through our hard work and our training. And I mean, I left a career in law. Nicole left a career in business. We lived in New York City for almost a decade. We left and we realized that the gifts that we had obtained, the answers, right, the context that we had gained that we could share to other people that they could use and be empowered with, the tools that we had gained to be able to access people's deepest roots, where you could go in there like almost we were doing surgery, take out the root and watch the symptoms, watch the patterns actually dissolve and fade away and die away. I mean, that was, and we knew at that point there was no way to abandon that purpose. That was our why. That was what we had to do. And so we committed ourselves to that, to our work, to what we do now, to our clients, you know, and that's where we are.
Yeah, actually, I just want to just say one more thing.
I think it's amazing when you say about the why. Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to add that, like, I can honestly say that I am so grateful for all the pain. Like, I'm so grateful for my addiction. I am grateful for the abuse. I am grateful for all those things because I was able to completely get through them as if they never happened. Like, I'm not emotionally or mentally attached to that. And what I am capable of offering other people and showing them how to do the same is just everything to me. To be able to serve in that way, I mean, that's why I'm here. It's why I'm here, is to serve
yes,
in that way.
Yes, it is.
So
yes.
Everything I've grown through, it's like, and that's the other thing, is no one can tell me something that I probably haven't already done. So I can never judge. My compassion for humans my compassion for humans runs so deep. I always tell people, I don't know anyone that loves as hard as me. My heart is so big. I'm sorry. I'm going to blow my spot up. I love so hard. I love everyone. And when I see people that, you know, are just come at me and maybe hate me, I judge them less because I know how much pain they're in, and I've been there. So I get that. And so I honor that, truly. I honor that, how we are in so much pain sometimes we have to attack others. And really, it's what's going on with me. Every time I'm pointing a finger, I know something's going on with me. And so there's always room for work and healing and also just so much compassion for those that need it. And we all need it.
We do. Like, as I'm listening to both of you in the last 10 minutes, I'm smiling because you have been the perfect guest that I wanted to put across on my show, because everything you're saying is so true. You're being so authentic in what you're saying. Like, you know, Nicole talking about you've overdosed 12 times and how the universe was not giving up on you. It was saying, stay, say, you've got more to do. Mm. And look at what you're doing on the other side of that. So that was the bit that really made me smile big, because that could have ended badly, but it didn't. You're still here. So I'm a big person about gratitude and doing wonderful things with your life while you're here. So I'm really, really, really pleased to hear that part of the story. And you saying as well about being in pain, because I believe that you have to have gone through something to really fight for something as well. Because if it's given to you easily, it didn't feel like it was worth having. And I think that just goes down to gratitude and the work that you put into things. And, you know, when I've spoken to you previously and I asked you about, you know, do you ever work alone? But having heard even more about how you're meant to be, you know, what energy do you create together? I mean, you're called twin flames. So people, when they work with you, they work with you together. Describe to me what the advantages of having both of you in the room with you as you connect with the different people that you work with.
That's a great question. So, you know, it would be a longer discussion to explain the energy of what this union is, but we talk about it as sacred union, twin flame energy. It's almost like a concept of how our energies are merged in a lot of ways. We share a lot of energy, and what happened when we connected is that all these gifts started waking up with us. And when we work with somebody, we see all of the balance. Nicole houses a lot of masculine energy with inside, you know, and she can actually bring that in. And we're working with a man or a woman when there's an aspect that needs to be corrected in that area, or she is very, very much a seer. She can actually see things going on in the body, heal things physically in the body. And I can feel we're both non-traditional psychics. When we say that, it's because we receive information, clear information about you, what's going on in your life. We don't use, you know, any cards or anything like that in order to do it. We literally just receive information. But as we work together, we create a completely holistic approach to working with one person, all of the aspects of your energy. Sometimes someone will be resistant in one aspect. Maybe they had a lot of trauma with women, maybe they had a lot of abuse from a mother or something like that, and they'll pull away from my feminine energy a little bit at times, and then Nicole can hold space for that. And so it's always creating a balance for the client to have this absolute breakthrough. And then, not to mention, like I said, we share these sort of balancing gifts.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So sometimes every time when Dove and I are working and I'll be speaking, right afterwards she'll come in and hit a different angle that I wasn't seeing, and I have to put like some up to her, like, oh my god, that was so good. So it's like, you know, whatever.
Isn't that great?
I don't get,
yeah,
to,
that, and that's,
yeah, whatever
what
I don't
you.
Get
yeah.
to, she gets. It's really awesome.
And
actually,
it's,
we both
and it's amazing, yes, because I felt that when I met you. When I met you, I could see the connection between the two of you and how you do bounce off each other. Like what you've just said now, I've actually seen with my own eyes. It's almost, you know, when you say about people finishing each other's sentences, I actually could see that myself in the first 10 minutes of me meeting you. So that's really great that you work with people in that way. I'm not surprised it's called Twin Flame Revolution. It just seems the most appropriate name to put together. How do you get around the stigma of what you do? Because I know some people still think this is a brand new way of doing things. How do you get around that? I know it's not the great word, stigma, but how do you get around that to convince people that this is what they need, this can help you, you need to go with this? How does that work when you're actually talking to new people that are considering being with you?
So, you know, the most amazing thing is I have the most logical mind, right? I 10 years of school. I am an attorney in many states. I literally, my mind, since I'm a child, works in logic. And guess what is so amazing about the universe and energy? It is actually logical. People think, oh, it's going to be something that's super abstract, and therefore I'm not going to be able to absorb it in a logical manner. Everything we do is logical. So when we work with somebody, whether their background is a finance broker or hedge fund owner, or whether they actually, because we do span from businesses to relationship to addiction to people that are actually spiritual healers and mentors themselves, right? So we span all over the place. And what happens is every single person gets this moment where even if what you're saying, even if the concept of what we're talking about seems foreign, there is a resonance, an understanding, and a logic and recognition to the work that we have not yet found somebody that can say, you know what, that doesn't make sense to me. Because when somebody is speaking truth and clarity to you in such a deep way, your whole being stands up and says, you know what, I didn't know a single thing you were talking about 5 minutes ago, but I'll tell you right now that I have felt that my whole life, and I have wondered why I was on that hamster wheel, and I have wondered why I was on that, you know, pattern and that reliving this behavior and these loops. And when you showed me the content and you showed me the root, and I felt that energy moving, and then the next day I see my life changing, these are sort of logical and undeniable truths that shift.
Yeah, actually, Dove and I, when we do, when we meditate and pray, we really call in, you know, the clients that are going to be best for us, that, you know, are going to be able to, you know, awaken with us and through us. And so it's very interesting when we do social media stuff and YouTube stuff. It really just, people will always say, I got the chills, or that made so much sense. And there was an understanding, and that just kind of supersedes all of this stuff. You know, and it's very interesting. We have all types of religions that come to us, and all psychiatrists, therapists. It doesn't matter. It's because there's a part of us that knows. So we have the ego part that's like, you know, really like ego, like, you know, totally looking at everything from just a very, maybe even almost like a fearful place. And then we have our higher self, which is all knowing. So if you ever, like, I'm sure that most people have heard this, where you tap into your higher knowing, your higher self.
Your intuition.
So when we tap into that, there's a part of that that really allows for us to feel. Now, feelings are amazing. So with our energy work, we always tell people, go by how you feel. It is your greatest gift. Your feelings will not really, they won't throw you, like, they're gonna tell you the truth. Sometimes people don't understand how to use their feelings, you know, for instance, Dove, when something really is not going well, or like she's headed for danger, she gets like massive anxiety in a certain way where she knows something's going to happen. And so she really knows, like, wait, that's not good for me. So that's just an example. But I just always tell people, go how you feel, and, you know, we attract who we're supposed to work with us.
Absolutely.
I think it's great that you say about how do you feel about this, because, you know, when we're talking to children and we're trying to get them to perform well at school, it's just as a kindergarten or a grade one, and we say to them so often, and I guess we lose this as we get older, we always say to them, how did you feel about that? Now, when you said that to that person, they got upset. How do you think they felt? So we really talk at a young age about feel when we're talking, like I say, how did you feel about that, and what did you think they did, and how did they feel? But as we get older, we actually forget about the feeling of things. So I think that was a great point that you brought up, because sometimes you say, you know, I didn't really feel like that. So I think that's give a great explanation to what you do, and, you know, can really connect to how that is when people are really working well with that. What happens when you reconnect with yourself energetically? What do you think happens in that format there?
Power. Right? Power, your power when you reconnect. So Nicole and I, we speak a lot about blocks and restrictions. And people will say, what are blocks and restrictions? Blocks and restrictions are your ideas and your choices, your beliefs and your choices that are actually separating you from all of your desires, your goals, your personal power, your connection. When Nicole said earlier that she was speaking about how we actually get disconnected from our own energy source, from our higher self is what we call it, right? From the universe, from everything. We start to disconnect. We get more and more separated. When we are in a place of separation, we are automatically going to experience some level of lack in our lives. When we are in a place of connection, which is what all of our work does, all of our work, whether we're going through a soul realignment process with you, which we'll probably get a chance to talk about, or whether we're doing consciousness mentoring and healing work with you, you know, it is all about bringing you to a place of remembrance. And what is that remembrance? That remembrance is remembrance of who you really are and why these things are happening. And when you go into that place and you realize, oh, you know what? All of my choices are actually what's creating my life. All of my ideas are actually what is creating my life. You realign and you become connected. You become connected. And this connection, this is abundance. This is abundance. This is when stuff starts falling out of the heavens. People are knocking at your door. You are actually magnetically bringing in what it is that you want, and you can feel your own power and connection.
Yeah, actually, we just did an event the other night on abundance and money and energy around money, because energy, I mean, money is just energy. And so, you know, we look at it as this evil thing, or people say it's the root of all evil, but I look at it as love, right? It's how we actually, like, connect with people, first of all, and also how we, you know, it's how we connect with people. It's how we show our energy. So if it blocks, like Nicole was saying, if it blocks, then it actually shows us as being in a place of lack with it, right? So it's like, if we don't have money, all it really means is that there's something deeper that's stopping that flow. So being able to be in the correction of the root brings that abundance out of us. And abundance can mean a lot of things for people. Sometimes it's, you know, actual money. Sometimes it's relationships. It can block in all sorts of different ways.
Yeah, actually for me, being an addict, I just did not have peace of mind. I was very erratic in my emotions. My relationships were, I was isolated. My relationships were, I just didn't trust anyone. I'm not really sure if anyone totally trusted me. So as I started to align myself with myself, there was peace. My actual emotions started to change. I became not erratic. I became in full control. You know, when I started, recovery, right? I won't even say I'm in recovery, because I'm already recovered, right? We're constantly in a state of perfection, right? When we don't believe that we are in a state of perfection, we are not. When we believe that we're in a state of perfection, yes, we are. We're always there. So what does that mean? So yes, my mind, I can have peace of mind. I can have an influx of money. We had this event the other night, and we had someone literally just like, she, you know, just poured her heart out. And I won't say the amount of money that just came in the mail 3 days later, just abundance fell out of the sky out of nowhere to help her in her, like what she's doing right now for her purpose and mission, which is to help so many people. And I was like, I was actually in shock at the number. And I was just like, wow, because we called it in. We expected it. We moved all of the stuff. Like when Dub and I go in and start working with people, all of a sudden we start seeing the self-worth issues, the fear of abandonment, the inner child wounds, like when you're young and like you've been abused, or your bonding wounds from not, you know, being neglected, or maybe people were using in your home drugs, or, you know, maybe people just weren't there. Maybe you moved a lot. Maybe there was a lot of death in your life. These things affect us throughout our life, and when we don't take care of them and really cater to them, it just gets worse and worse, and it shows up in all our relationships, right? We sit there, we're like, well, why can't I find the right person, and why do I keep, like, flipping out every time I find someone I really love, and I just run? Well, because there's things underneath there that need to be dealt with, and we can go in there and look at them and clear them immediately so that you can begin to have this life. I mean, I don't know how many times I hear people run away from the person that they love because they just don't feel good about themselves. Yeah. And that stuff can be dealt with. You know, Dove and I really go in there, and I always say, we show you your blind spots. You know, even Dove and I have mentors. We have business mentors. We have holistic doctors. We have people that guide us, because there's some things sometimes that I can't totally see. And so we always have the support, and you should always have support. We love that. We always say you should always have support, like find your tribe, find the people that can help you. It's
a must.
Yeah.
It's a must. I mean, I love what you're saying about mindset, because every time I do a hashtag, I mean, I do lots and lots of hashtags on my Instagram, but one of them I always write is positive mindset. And when you've actually got your mind straightened out and you can think straight, and you've got all these other things around you that, you know, can help, you know, it's so important that you get your mind straightened out, because other things become easier to do in your life. And again, what you just said now about surrounding yourself with people that are your tribe, that understand and help you. And, you know, we said the other day about coaches needing coaches. You know, we all need someone to help us in different areas of our life, because we're not perfect in every single area. We need to have people help us in different areas that they're more experienced in or more qualified in, and they can make us see things that we thought we'd got down. Like we think that we've got it down just like this. And then someone who has more experience, who has a different angle, they say, what about this? And then you go, oh, right, yes, you're right. And you need to be able to have that power to say you're right, because a lot of the time we don't want to say they're right. We want to say, nope, it's going to be like this. I said this. So really great that you're saying about, you know, different blind spots that we don't see on ourselves that other people need to come in and see and say, okay, this is what you could do. This is how this is happening for you. Now, just going back, Nicole, to lots of the kind of the traumas that happened in your life, I know that you said Dove's family really helped you with that. What advice would you give to somebody that, you know, you were saying a little bit earlier as well about you didn't trust anybody. You didn't really think you could trust them. Would they trust you? You had that whole mindset about that. What sort of advice would you give to anybody listening that thinks they're kind of in the same boat? And I'm asking you this because I know that you've really been there. And what would you advise them to sort of do as their next step? Because, you know, I want to talk about creating a life you love. They might be sitting here right now going, wow, what is there to live for? What do I want to do? All I've got is my addiction. All I've got is the people that are around my addiction that are not necessarily the good people that they need. What would you say to someone who's listening that kind of needs to be pulled out of that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm going to start with this, actually, and then I'm going to go into that. So I always tell people, don't ever for anyone. Don't ever feel bad for anyone, even to the extreme of you go outside and you see someone homeless and they are on the floor. I say don't feel bad for them because they made choices to get themselves there. And we make them small when we look at them and feel sad because we take away the fact that I don't know why people like that want to experience those things, right? We're always here to evolve. If you look at the earth and you look at people and you look even in science, every living thing is here to evolve, including us. And so what I say is putting people in your life that are not going to judge you and that are going to see you as the gorgeous being that you are. Your drug addiction or those type of things do not define you. It is something, like for me, for instance, I used to survive. I did not know how to deal with what was going on in my life. I did not know how to deal with the trauma. I used to survive, and it was my way at the time to survive until it like started to turn on me and it started to destroy me. And so Dove and her family really saw me as this beautiful being. I love it. Dove's mom is very psychic, but she always says, look at her as a god. Would you judge God? She's a little co-creator god. She's doing it. She's going to be okay. And it's like if we look at people in that light and see them just as this perfect being, we leave space for them to be that. Mm-hmm. The energy actually gets absorbed, right? So if Nicole feels horrible about herself and my family is really fearful and they're like, oh my God, she's a junkie, what happens is I will take that on and it only causes more energetic heaviness. But when we get love and we do unconditional love and we're receiving that, it leaves space for me to go, wait a second. So I was 20 bag a day heroin addict. And I told my wife I wasn't fully ready to get clean, but that I wanted to soon, and I know I would be ready. And I said, I just need you to be here. And she's like, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to love you. And, like, just don't spend all our money. That was the stipulation. Don't die on me. Don't spend all the money. And we prayed, and we worked hard. And you know what? I kept going. I cooked up dinner. I was alive. I was with her even while I was messed up. And one day I woke up and I said, it's over. I'm done because I was done. I just wanted something different. I wanted more. I knew I deserved more. I felt like I deserved more. I actually felt what it felt like to not be in that place. I started to imagine like, wait, I can get out of this. And so I got clean. And again, it was just being around people that understand you, right? Sometimes we have to cut people off for moments. It doesn't have to be forever. But sometimes when people are harming us or don't see us in that light, sometimes we have to set boundaries to allow for ourselves to just get through the next moment. You know, there were times where I think my family had to cut me off and I had to cut my family off. And it was for moments. And then we were back in each other's lives. And to just allow yourself to do that, you know, to get where you need to be because you deserve it. You deserve that time for you. You deserve to give all the time for you. I always say, like, you have to come first. You have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Like there's a reason you have to do that first because without that, there's nothing.
Yeah, and Nicole made like a couple of good points that I really want to expand on. It's like we always give this example of not feeling bad for people, and it's not because when we say choices, it's not necessarily the choices you see in this lifetime. It's like
There are choices. Our struggles, again, are gifts. They're evolution. And when we say that, when we say not to feel bad for people, it's because they are powerful, like Nicole was saying. We are all equal. We do not see anyone as being less, greater, or anything in between. We are all absolutely energetically equal, and we have different experiences. And so, you know, that's just to clarify that, because it's a very important thing for people to understand. Sometimes people hear that and they say, oh, what the heck does that mean? How can you not feel bad? Or how can you say, oh, they chose it? And we don't mean it in the sort of normal, common way people say it, like, oh, too bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like they are powerful.
No, yeah,
they are
that.
Powerful, right? We respect that power. And you know, the thing Nicole was getting at too that's so important is non-judgment. And, you know, non-judgment of self. And you were saying, Sarah, like, you sit around and you're like, oh, I'm not worth it. So many people, whether they have outward problems or it's your inward state or being, you're like, I'm not worth it. I'm, you know, I'm good for nothing. I'm not, you know, fast enough, smart enough, skinny enough, whatever our insult is to self. And it has to do with like this internal work. And we did a lot of that internal work. And what happens when you start doing that internal work, and when Nicole was saying, find people that support you, that's why we do the work we do, right? Find people you can resonate with, contact us, you know, set up a consult with us, you talk to us about what we do. Because when you get into that state where that internal stuff starts to heal and get straightened out, everything externally lines up like magnetics. It just lines up. The vibration that you have inside is absolutely going to attract what's going on outside. So if you feel like crap on the inside, guess what? That's why life looks like crap on the outside.
So how can people get a hold of you? I know you were saying there earlier about getting in touch with you for coaching and just to talk to you. What would be your preferred methods of people that are listening tonight, how they can get a hold of you? I will post things on our link afterwards and everything as well with that. But how would you best prefer people to get in touch with you?
Well, Nicole and I recently started offering free 20-minute consultations because we find that it's extremely important for people to be able to connect to us. We can explain what we do, make sure this is not like a, you know, you go online and pick a couple things. It's like we know our work really well, so we want to feel what's going on with you, and we want to share what we feel is going to be the perfect way of supporting you in your process and to be able to have that connection and make sure we're both a good fit. So the best way really to get in touch with us is either to email us at info@twinflamerevolution.com. But even better, go on the website directly, twinflamerevolution.com, and book a 20-minute consult with us. It's free. It's 20 minutes of your time. And you know what? Then you get to hear, okay, this is my issue. You know, we can talk about it. And this is exactly what, you know, we think would be the best method for you to actually resolve this. And it's kind of, we'll say it over and over again. Feel like you've tried everything, you have not. You've not worked with us. You have not tried everything. I mean, so we, you know, we're very humble and we're very, very grateful to do the work with you. You know, there's a lot of gifted people out there. But when we say that we see breakthroughs in our work, we see them, and they are on the scale that, you know, sometimes people say it's like literally akin to magic happening, because it's like, how do you go from the pattern you've been living out for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, and within a matter of hours, you're moving decades and sometimes lifetimes of trauma. I mean, it's really an incredible thing to watch, experience, and share, really.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Now, I'm going to invite anybody to call in and ask you questions while we're still on the air. If you'd like to call into the show, the number is, 646-716-7979. So I'll give you that one again. It's 646-716-7979. So you can ask Liv and Nicole questions, or you can ask me any questions there. It's up to you. But I just want to let you know that this, you know, anytime I have guests on the show, you can call in while we're doing it live. This is a live show. So, you know, we like to invite people to come in and have some questions while the guests are there. And of course, you can connect with them afterwards. Anyway, I have a couple more questions while we're just waiting for any callers here. For both of you, I've met you and you look extremely fit. And for me, I believe that a fitness regime and a fitness level and eating well and everything really helps create that positive mindset and that healthy, conscious mind that you have. Do you want to share with me, especially if you said that you were doing professional sports back, you know, before your addiction, Nicole, that you were doing the soccer there. I follow you on Facebook, so I see you two always going off to do a hike somewhere or run somewhere or something. energetic. Yeah. How would you describe your own fitness regime? It looks to me like you're both extremely fit doing things. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing fitness-wise to keep that positive mindset and that energy up.
Yeah, so Dove and I both eat very healthy, a lot of plant-based foods, because even food has a frequency and a vibration to it. So there are high vibration foods. So we all know, probably whoever's listening right now, that, you know, there's certain foods that really make you feel exhausted and tired, and there's all these preservatives and things like that. And it literally, the frequency of it is low. It takes your whole being down. And so we want to constantly keep our frequency high, because that state really helps us stay connected. When we were talking about being connected to our higher self, being connected to the universe, it really helps. So drinking a lot of water, we're made up of 70% water. It's so important to stay hydrated, to really allow for you to feel good, first of all, skin look good, but also too for the frequency.
Yeah, definitely.
We also go to the gym. We do a lot of different things. Dove and I, we tend to like to mix it up. So we love to kickbox. We love doing rowing, yoga, lifting weights. And we actually love eating. My wife can really eat, actually. She's so tiny.
She's
We're
so foodies. Tiny.
We love to cook. We love to cook, too.
Wow.
You know, actually, the more love, we put so much love into our food, and you can really feel that energy
yes.
when we eat it. Like, when she cooks, I love it
Good.
More than when I cook. And then when I cook, she loves it. I think it's just our love for one another. Like, expressed through the food.
Yes, I like that. Oh, that's actually great.
Yeah.
Show your way through love. I love that. That needs to be a hashtag somewhere. Love through the belly
yeah.
or something. I don't know. That's great to hear that. Because
you know,
I wanted to be, you know, have that as part of, you know, your whole energy that you have. Because I do believe, like you said, you've got your good nutrition. You've got your exercise priority. You know, I believe that makes people feel like when people come to you and you've got the energy and you're not lethargic in any way, you're able to really create that with people. If you've got energy, it's no good going to someone tired and expecting your client to tell you, oh, it's okay, you know, you'll get it, you know, get yourself energized again. It's really important that you're the one that brings the energy, and you're the one that brings that, you know, enthusiasm to them, to have them thinking, you know, oh goodness, I could be doing this and looking after myself much, much better. I'd also like to ask you just about if somebody was to come on a session with you, how does that look? Tell me about the layout of how that would be with them. So they came to I know you can do things online with them, but say they came to your like location and they said, okay, someone's told me to come to you. I'm brand new. My friend came to you. My sister came to you. My uncle came to you. I'm here. What would you say to that person coming in for the first time? And I'm not even talking about the stigma side of early where they need convincing. I'm talking about, okay, they're ready, they're here, and they're ready to go. How would that look from the both of you doing that?
So that's a good question. And one of the aspects of the question that's important is actually we work with people all over the world because our work is done remotely and it does not require us to be in your actual physical presence, which is really powerful for a lot
okay.
of people. We have clients all over Europe, in Asia. It's really nice. And so what it really looks like, let's say we're doing a consciousness mentoring and energy session with you. And we feel that it's very important to have three major building blocks to the work that we do. First of all, we would scan for you ahead of time. What does that mean? We actually see into what's going on with you in your life energetically. Is it a partner? Is it your business? What is happening? And actually, you know, even is it your health? Is it your diet? I mean, so these things do, you know, the vibration of that is major. I mean, really, really major. A lot of times it's like keeping people in that very low vibration, making them attract more low vibration things. So when you talk about fitness and health, that's no small thing. That's a very, very large part of energy. So, you know, so we'll have these sessions and we'll do three main things. One is we look to the roots. What is the root? And people sometimes think, oh, I got to the root. The root is, you know, and they keep actually focusing on a symptom, right? So when Nicole talks a lot about addiction today, or we'll have overeating, we'll have, you know, any sort of behavior, depression, anxiety, all these things actually are symptomatic. So what we do is we go directly to finding the root, where it is energetically, what trauma happened, what experience, and we actually can feel into it even without the client talking to us about it. We identify those roots. We move them energetically through various methods of healing work that we're trained in. through visualization work, also helping the client, you know, through it. And we do consciousness shifting. So as you're realizing, oh, my God, this is what's going on. I now have a map. I now have the context. I get it. Like, I get why I'm doing this. Your consciousness starts to shift the reality right there. And then we make sure that you have tools. You need tools. It's great if somebody gives you information. It's great if somebody doesn't give you information and does healing work. But if you have all three, if you have the tools to make new behaviors, if the energy is moved so that you're not bound by those behaviors anymore, and if your consciousness is shifted so that your perception is more and more limitless, you know, that is the really kind of key combination. And that is what we do, you know, within a session. And we do layers of work. People have massive breakthroughs with just one session. The truth is, though, it's layers like an onion, right? So you can go as deep as you want to go, and you can go as far as you want to go.
No, and I love that. And that's why when I, you know, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, when I think about the guests that I want to converse with on the show, who I think are going to help people listening who do tune in, because I'm talking about create a life you love, I want people to have lots of new ideas and different ideas from what they do. So I honestly cannot thank you enough for coming on tonight. I honestly can't. It's been as great as I knew it would be. I knew it would be an amazing show. The information that you've given has just been so wonderful. And it gets people thinking about something different, but it also gets them thinking about their mindset, which I'm really big on. Get some thinking about how they feel about things. And, it, you know, you've seen what I put on Facebook a lot and Instagram. You're worth it. I say so often in my week, do this because you're worth it. And we do have to really look at our self-worth, and that it's not arrogant to be that way or selfish or anything like that. We've just got this one person that we're taking through this life, and we have to really treat that person, being ourselves, with the best, like just the best. Because if you're not bringing the best, like, you know, one phrase that I use with people is, you know, are you full of yourself? And, you know, that could seem as an arrogance, but it isn't. If you're not full of yourself and you're not ready to give, how can you give to others if you're totally drained out? So I do say
Absolutely.
That often,
yeah.
You know, you need to be able to make sure that, you know, you're full of yourself and you're able to give and be energized. And, so I can't thank you enough for being on the show tonight. It's been great to have so many different things brought to my own attention of things that do align with what I believe in. And also I hope it's really opened people's eyes to something different that they're maybe not doing now, or it may just give someone an affirmation of what they're already doing. If they're working with you already and they're listening to the show and they go, you know what, these girls changed my life. Or maybe they had to show an auntie of what you're doing, and they go, now I can try this and see if this is going to work for me. And then they actually get that, you know, that feeling of, okay, now I'm on the way to being not necessarily fixed, because we don't want to say fixed. Remember we said about being broken, but just going back to that natural state of abundance and whatever that abundance means to you, because we all have a different idea of what that word abundance means and what we're trying to create in our life. So it's really good that, you know, what you're doing with people is an absolute gift. And I know that that's how I felt when I found out more about what you did. And so thank you so much for coming on tonight. I'm going to talk a little
bit
about,
so
you know, towards the end of the show here. Yeah, it's been great. So honestly, do you want to give some information about your Facebook and your Instagram as well? Because I know you've talked about Twin Flame Revolution, but do you want people to find you on Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely. So absolutely, Twin Flame Revolution on Facebook, also Instagram, same name. And we do a lot of stuff around relationships, sacred union stuff on YouTube. So you can, you know, specifically, and we're going to be doing some broader stuff, but that's really what the focus is with the YouTube channel. But you could go to YouTube, check that out as well. You know, and we're so excited that we got to be here.
Yeah,
thank you for having us, Sarah.
No, honestly, it's been great. Honestly, thank you so much. And, you know, I will also, when I repost this show tomorrow, I will actually have all of your links and everything on there, so that anybody that didn't quite write everything down or pay attention enough, then at least they're going to be able to get all of that, you know, so they can keep a hold of you still. So I'd like them to still be in touch with you there. Okay,
terrific.
Thanks, ladies. That was excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what I just want to sort of, what I want to finish up with here is just thinking about focusing on your big picture. That's something that I talk about a lot on my Instagram posts, on my Facebook page and focus on your big picture and dream big and whatever that means to you. Whatever that means to you is what you need to go with. Think about how you're going to put your goals together. Get somebody to help you, whether that is a family member, whether that is a coach, whether that is even a book that you need to read to help you. Focus on your big picture because, you know, our intention is to be here for a long time. So instead of just looking at what the next week is bringing or the next month is bringing, have a great look at what your whole life could bring. And I know that's one of the things that I do, and that's why it was so easy for me to pick the name for my show, calling it Create a Life You Love, because I thought that we could go down so many roads in what that meant. I didn't just want it to be a fitness show or a nutrition show or, you know, a life coach show. I wanted to be able to come in with lots of different ideas. So really, another thing that I'd like you to think about is surrounding yourself with positive people. When you surround yourself with people that are positive and have that great energy about them, they can lift you up so much. So I want you to think about who you're personally surrounding yourself with as well. I think that is just, you know, just so important. And make healthy choices. I really tend to practice what I preach. So I into doing food prep each week. And I have a background of doing fitness competitions many years ago. And I managed to get my pro card in that environment. I loved it. It made me very strict. It made me very disciplined. And 10 years later, having come out of that part of the fitness industry, I'm still doing food prep twice a week and keeping online with my nutrition, which in turn keeps me the body that I want, the energy that I want. And, you know, I'm in my 40s now and I want to be aging at a really, really great pace. So think about that. I've also done ultra marathons and full marathons before. And again, that takes some dedication, that takes some practice, and it's all down to good nutrition. So when I think about, you know, what you're able to do throughout that time, you know, when I think about what you need to do throughout that time, with your nutrition, with your training, there's so much that you can create. So think about that. Now, what I'm actually going to be starting next year, I'm going to be starting retreats, women motivational retreats, that are going to be 1 day and 3 day retreats here in Kelowna. So if you Google Kelowna, BC, you're going to ask, you see, it is my dream destination to live here. So I'm going to be doing those. And the motivational days are going to be geared towards our life plans. We're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about motivation. We're going to go through exercise and nutrition plans. I'm going to exercise with you, and any fitness level that you're at is going to be looked after. Don't think that if you're not too fit, you're not going to fit in. And if you think you are mega fit, that you're going to be too fit for everybody, you know, we will, well, I will be able to cater to the fittest of the fit as well, because I'm really into the athletic side of things. I'm also going to be offering coaching, 30-minute coaching calls, over the next couple of weeks, I would probably say. I'm looking to take on around 10 clients right now. I haven't really got time for any more than 10. But I will be offering 30-minute coaching calls with you so we can see what type of thing you want to do, what I can offer to you. So to get a hold of me, you'd need to get through to me on Facebook Messenger or call me on 250-864-2936. And we'll go to a 30-minute consultation on how it would work for you to live your life with a positive mindset. And really just to sort of get any, a lot of the time when I'm online, you know, people want to ask me questions. So this is the opportunity to come on board with me, ask me questions that are going to help you, ask me questions that you'd like to know about me and my experience with things and my, you know, my background in things. So do take advantage. You know, I love to talk. That's why I have no problem talking for an hour on here. I do 2-minute videos every day on Facebook. At the moment, I'm doing a 75 video series, and it's day 18 tomorrow. So I talk for 2 minutes because I think that everyone's got 2 minutes to listen to things. So I do my 2 minutes each day. Have a look at that. And I'm hoping there's something that I say that you take something away that you're able to use, and hopefully that will motivate you. And also, I'm going to be doing VIP days. If you follow me regularly, you know that I travel a lot. So I am going to be doing VIP days when I travel, where we will be going to a VIP destination, a beautiful condo or a penthouse suite at a hotel, and we will be going over a mastermind. We'll be doing a mastermind and going over things that are going to help you. So really, really keen to help everybody do this. It's something I'm absolutely passionate about. I'm looking forward to the next show. This has been the second show here on Create a Life You Love with Sarah Shakespeare. It's been great. I can't thank my guests enough for being on. Dove and Nicole were excellent. And Yeah, so I will see you again in 2 weeks' time. I have Crystal Hansen, the relationship rock star, coming up next on my next show. So I hope that you'll be tuning in to listen to that. If you have any questions, please get in touch with me on Facebook through my phone number, and I have my new website coming up. Okay, I'll see you next time.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.